Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, September the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices for December corn down 3.25 cents. November beans down a nickel, and December wheat down 4.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar very strong, up 40 ticks, 99.25. That's new highs for this leg of the move. Silver and gold are very strong. Gold up 16. Silver up 53 an ounce here. Crude oil is down $1.28. The Dow looks to be about 200 lower. Nothing good overnight. The president put on those tariffs on the Chinese. The Chinese retaliated with another $75 billion on our products. They're just increasing out here. The president says he'll put on another $200 billion of tariffs in December. So the war goes on. That's not good for the grains, and the market was down. Certainly the strength of the dollar doesn't help. We just don't see anything really positive out here for the time being. Now, we do tend to make contract lows on the first trading day of the month, so maybe we'll see a new contract low today. We're only about 2 cents away from that in the corn, so that's certainly a possibility out here. The weather, no frost threats anywhere in sight. We've got good rains in Chicago today as we speak, but then it looks pretty clear for the next 10 days. So, you know, pretty soon we're going to start getting into some harvest pressure out here. We need to see a rebound, you know, certainly by tomorrow if we do make new lows. There's just nothing really positive out here. The path of least resistance seems lower, but again, it's the first Monday of the month, so maybe we can get something positive out of it. I really don't see a whole lot else out here. We'll have export inspections today at 10 o'clock. The crop ratings, I think, at this point are going to make little difference out here. Obviously, if we were to get some kind of surprise frost, that would affect the markets. But I really don't see what's going to bail it out unless we come up with some kind of solution to the trade war very quickly and or some kind of weather issue out here. The hurricane may affect some of the beans in North Carolina, but it doesn't seem like it's concerning the market at all. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.